So there's an awful lot that's at stake here and in view. So yes, we have the right, but the opposition can be extreme.
No question, but let me pose this. What took Milosevic from power? What really took him from power? He the election was held. Now, this is all recent history. You've read all about this. The election was held. He looked under the table, saw the count, didn't like it, and said, okay, I'm reelected. And it was so overwhelmingly against him that everybody knew this. What took him from power? People went to the streets. It became self-evident. What happened after Yeltsin jumped on top of a tank when the coup was aborted? It became self-evident. This is the proposition he's talking about. There are some things that are so deep, and particularly we have a lot of them because we have all this experience now of self-governance via representative. But law, the basis of law is morality. You know, and we people aren't going to get this power and throw away this maturity overnight. You don't. And so begin to think about it and say, what does it come down to? If the people can do anything, should we be so fearful that they will do something wrong? Well, I got to tell you, you ought to go to the Congress and see how they do something wrong occasionally, or go to the Supreme Court and see how they do something wrong occasionally. So if you're going to throw the dice and take your risk, what do you want to, who do you want to risk on?